Harper Audio presents The Turning by Francine Prose, performed by Kirby Hayborn. Dear Sophie, I'm afraid this is going to sound crazy, but a very strange thing just happened. A huge seagull had been flying alongside the ferry ever since we left the dock. The seagull was escorting us, or really, escorting me, flying as fast as it had to, in order to stay right beside me, just beyond the railing. If I moved down the deck, it moved. The morning was damp and misty, unusually cold for June. There were only a few passengers on deck, and they were wearing rain slickers with hoods that hid their faces and screened out this weird relationship I was having with this bird. It was so close I could have touched it, but I knew I wouldn't, and the bird knew it too. I watched it for a few minutes, swooping on the updrafts and circling down again. Then I turned and watched the shoreline disappear until I could no longer see my dad waving or my dad's truck. I looked out at the sea, into the chilly, wet fog through which I kept trying to glimpse the islands, even though I knew they were too far away. It was just at that moment that the bird turned its head and screamed. I know, screaming is what seagulls do. It's normal. This one was screeching right in my ear. Anyone would have jumped right out of his skin. And yet it wasn't the noise or the loudness that startled me. What made it creepy and scary was that the bird was screaming at me. Not at the boat, but at me. It followed me as we moved. How nuts is that? Okay, here comes the really crazy part. The screech was almost human. You're going to have to believe me, Sophie, when I tell you that I could understand what the bird was saying. It screamed, "Jack! Don't do this! Turn around! Go home! Leave! Leave! Leave!" Its cry got softer and sadder as the bird veered away and flew off into the distance. I told myself, okay, dude, this is pretty cracked. The seagull is speaking English and calling you by name. You should go below decks for a while and chill and be around other people. What makes the whole thing even more confusing is that I'd been feeling okay. Maybe a little nervous, anyone would be, about leaving home for 2 months to go live on a tiny island in the middle of nowhere. But it's true what we kept telling each other, Sophie. 2 months isn't all that long. By August, I'll have earned at least part of the money I need to go to college, the same college as you. So when high school is over next year, we can both go, assuming we both get in. And somehow, I feel sure we will. 2 months is a long time to be away from you, but we'll be together again before the summer is over. So I was kind of enjoying the ferry ride, the damp cool of the fog on my face, the salty sting of the sea. I was glad just to have a job, because this summer, as everyone knows, there are no summer jobs anywhere. This one was going to pay really well, and it sounded easy, though maybe a little boring. I wasn't feeling especially paranoid or anxious. So doesn't it seem strange to you that I imagined a seagull yelling at me to jump off the ferry and swim back to shore?